Here is what a teenaged girl, Marjorie, said about this time in her life. I suppose it all began in the usual way. My parents weren't any worse or any better than most parents. When I was about 14, my parents would let me go round to a girlfriend's house and get home late, or stay up to watch a midnight movie on television. But if I wanted to go to a dance or a party, they made me return home by 10 o'clock. I was scared of them being annoyed with me, so I used to try and be in on time. But sometimes things didn't always work out like that, and if I was later than they said, they were furious. My mother would sit up with a furious expression on her face, whatever time of the night it was, and she'd terrify me so much that it wouldn't happen again for ages. Most of Marjorie's girlfriends were going through the same sort of thing, but as she got older, things became worse. Her parents refused to give her the house key, and she had to wake them at whatever time she got home. Once, her father came to a dance and dragged her out while she was dancing. My mother had such an unnaturally tight rein on me. She was always very possessive, and whereas my girlfriend's parents treated them as friends, I was never allowed to think for myself. My mother would tell me when to have a bath, what to wear, when to wear it. She was overprotective. When I started going out with Jim, she didn't trust me an inch. She wanted to know where we were going, when we were coming back, and where she could get hold of me. The ironic thing, of course, is that my friend's parents were more lenient, and yet it was me who ended up in trouble.